This is the concluding part of a message by David Ebel entitled Submission, End Time Changes.
Now I want to present to you what you're coming to be, which is so much greater than what you were. For you'll no longer be motivated to do things because of what you see, hear, smell, taste, and feel. Motivated by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit, the inner man. You'll now make every decision correctly. Praise God. Then you've got a chance for this physical body to keep going. Wouldn't it be awful if God made you king tonight? Come on now. Come on now. Oh, I hope you don't. No offense. Though you are going to. We got lots of adjusting. Lots of fine-tuning. Before we're really ready to sit on the throne. We got to get some things in order. Spirit, soul, and body. Okay? And I've just finished the introduction to the lesson. And I don't know what to... Yeah, Charles...
Back over Matthew, or when John said, bring forth meat unto repentance, that is female serpent, devilish thing capable of reproducing its own kind from the mind, a generation of vipers. It's a thing that propagates itself. A doctrine. Like a Pharisee.
Where is that scripture over in what?
John baptizes Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And John says, "Oh, ye generation of vipers."
All right.
And then this one is 23.
I got it, 33.
23:33.
Yeah. That's a good, very, very good. Vipers. Capable of procreation within a self there.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's really what happens in the minds, right? And then we procreate and we bring forth other thoughts in the minds, just keep going like that in the soul realm. And isn't that where your biggest problem's always been? Let's face it, dumbhead. Every bit of trouble is right there. When this goes down, this comes up, now the Spirit's in charge, then the Spirit procreates or generates or brings life in the mind. How many remember what Ed Gregory said? Psyche is feminine. Spirit is
masculine.
Then the marriage of the Lamb, the marriage of the Spirit with the soul produces the right kind of children. Can you see it? Now the thoughts that come out are God thoughts, for their sperm came from the
Spirit.
Come on, act big. Understand what I'm saying. For it's masculine. What is it?
Well, a while back, I told my mother, and I don't know if this kind of sounds the same, but I don't know. He said this is feminine and masculine. Well, I didn't know that at the top. Mm-hmm. But I told mother, I said, something just came to me. I said, that's when Jesus comes into us and we finally get our spirit up into our head. It's a marriage, and it's like the bridegroom and the bride coming together, and then the sons are manifested. And I said, so the two of them come together, and the essence of the two makes the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that about 6 months ago.
All right.
But I didn't know about the feminine and the masculine then.
Yeah. You should have been teaching.
No.
But maybe God had to take somebody digging in the Greek to say what the Spirit told you in the first place.
Praise God.
You get it so much easier.
Praise God.
one that digging the other way. Oh, listen, what'll I do? Can I give you an introduction to the lesson? Look, we covered one scripture, Matthew.
That was true.
I think it was worthwhile to stay on that one, don't you?
Don't you?
What? No, I don't have a whole 2 hours on each one of these, but I want you to see something. John 10:10 says Jesus came to give life more abundantly. To give life more abundantly, not death. John 10:28 says we shall
never perish.
Oh, come on, you don't believe that. What you mean, Jesus, is that after the resurrection, you believe in me, you'll never die. 11:26 says that very same thing. He that liveth and believeth in me shall
never.
Oh, come on. But don't you see? When we get things in order, then you're safe to eat of the tree of life. When we're led correctly, then it's safe to give you an immortal body. But built like we are, led of our minds, we'd be dangerous to be manifested as a king tonight. So until you get switched around, you really are not going... This is your question back there at the back. Until this thing gets switched around and we get in the right order of things, then this physical body has to die in 70 years. How many understand that? Maybe 80, and that's it. Huh? But if you can get this all straightened around and lined up rightly, then your body, as long as you're in line, can be safe. You can be safe. And God's kingdom will be safe. And you can rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. I'm going to project some more to get your thought. John 8:51 says, we'll never see death. Never see death. But that's what it says. 2 Timothy 1:10, Jesus brought life and immortality to light. What's immortality? Mortal means to die. Immortal means not to. Hebrews 2:14. Come on now, this will shock you. God does not. Well, this is hard. God has given to the devil the power of death. And when you die, it's because the last enemy still exercised his power. Can't help it. Those are scriptures. Now, you can get mad at it. You can get mad at me. But those scriptures are scriptures, and you're going to have to see them. That whenever your mother, daddy, grandpa died, it's because he won the body. Not the spirit. Back to bills and soul. I'll tell you what he did. That part of your attitude, Bill, that has been changed, engrafted by the Holy Ghost, will live on with your spirit through eternity. And that part of your dumb head that's not changed will die with your body. I'll give you scriptures for that if you want them later on. Because you split up here too. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy is
death.
You've got to turn to Romans 2:17. You must turn to Romans 2:17. You must put an asterisk, a star, a heart, a question mark, a cross by Romans 2:17. You must never forget this scripture. Did I say 217? I meant 27. That's Mark. Hey, take your paper there and mark out the 17. Make it a 7, okay? That's because you're Suki.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it? As everybody turn to it, I want everybody together on this because this is a revolutionary scripture. If you believe this, it'll blow your mind. 2:7. To them who by what?
Patient
continuance in what? Seek for three things. He'll grant. I'm going to say that again for the tape. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Keep going. Never stop, Helen. Don't ever stop. Don't you ever say, I can't go. Don't you ever say, I'm going to die. Now, one man in our class did. And every time I'd teach this kind of stuff, he'd sit there shaking his head. And I'm not, don't even want to mention his name, but don't you ever do that. By patient continuance in well-doing, seek three things: glory, honor, and immortality, and you will be granted eternal life. Now listen, every bit of my theology told me not to seek my glory, not to seek immortality, that's never die, not to seek honor. And that tells me, until I seek these things in the right way, now come on now, this is important now, write things one on top of another now, in the right order of subjection or submission, when I seek glory, honor, immortality, I'll get. You see, if I'm patient and continue in well doing, that means patiently continue in spite of everything. When all hell breaks loose. And I'm not saying that in a nasty or I'm not cussing. You understand that, don't you? Those are all Bible terms. Then, God promised to me eternal life. And that's more than life after death. That's overcoming the last enemy, which is death. But if I by faith claim that I have already come into that, then it's proof that I didn't understand that lesson outline. And 20 years ago, our friends saw those scriptures and those truths and by faith claimed these things like we'd all been taught to claim them by faith. But you don't get this kind of immortality by faith. You get it by seeking through patient continuance in well-doing, and that's not faith. Can you see what I'm driving at? Can you see the difference now? Now, am I finding fault for those who saw it and died? Huh? Do you feel that way at all? Oh, no, I'm not finding. And how many of you know, in this realm, there was a big teaching between here and Lancaster, there was a group of people, a big group, who taught these truths. How many have heard of it or know anything about it? All right, we got a few who've heard of it. Now, I'm not finding fault with anyone who ever died or anyone who ever saw these truths and didn't make it. No. All I'm saying is that when you get the right order, the cardia, the psuche, then the dianoia, when you're motivated and seeking glory, oh, that's a lesson in itself, and honor, and immortality, seek it, work for it, he'll grant you eternal life. And that's in spirit, soul, and body. And I can prove it to you over there in 1 Peter. He said, there is therefore laid up in heaven, reserved, inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, face not away, reserved in heaven, waiting to be revealed at the last day. Last day. And I'm convinced that this revelation is for the last day. And I'm convinced I'm living in the last day. What is it? Through seeking glory and honor and immortality by patient continuance in, say it, well doing. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Never say die. Never say die. Did you hear me? Don't you ever, ever again say die. I'm not talking about pronouncing the word. I'm saying deep within, I want to die. A friend of mine who had cancer and was in terrible condition laid in that bed of affliction, horrible physical body of affliction. And we prayed and he prayed and he never died for months and years, and the doctors could not figure it out, and they gave him, should have died 2 years before, and he laid there completely, you know, like he should have died the next minute. How many can understand that? Ain't that the man went, and why? Because he never said die. Until one day the pain was too great. Until one day the suffering was too long. Until one day he said, please stop praying and let me die. How long do you think it took? Less than 24 hours. And the papers were signed. And I couldn't figure it out, and now I know. Because by patient continuance, patient. Oh, Lord, don't you know what he said about patience? Tribulation worketh patience. by tribulating continuance in well-doing, even to the point of a living death, that Christian couldn't go until he said die. I'm not finding fault with the man, for I can identify with his suffering. Can you understand this? And I can certainly see that death to his body, was a release. But death to his spirit meant that the last enemy got him. Now, I know that Paul said, well, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. How many know that? But the same Paul had some other visions too before he got sick. And then he was more interested in overcoming in the body. I want you, every person here, to never say die. Now, if you do, I'll still love you. And if the pressure and the pain and the heartache and the trouble gets so bad, then we'll understand. But I want you to seek glory. Seek honor. Seek immortality. And never, never say die. Would you pray with me right now? Why don't you stand and we'll pray. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for your forgiveness for not being able to teach this lesson. But Lord, I somehow feel like that your Holy Spirit took over. And you taught it different from the way I'd planned it. And I know it was a lot better because of it. And so, Lord, right now I lift up these kings and priests. The prince and the princess. Those men and women that are here. And I ask, Father, that your Holy Spirit will take every one of the anointed words, the rhema words, the life-giving words, and engraft those words into all these Sukis, souls. Chisel some more out of them right now, Lord. Just graft it in with your hammer. Let the Holy Spirit just chisel away on these minds. Lord, if we go through this enough times, I think they'll all be gone after a while. Praise God. Lord, in the natural, I've done what I could. But in the supernatural, God, you've got to do what you can do. Lord, none of us can get the job done unless your Holy Spirit does it. We can have might and power and training and study and work and prayer and fasting, but what good is it without the Holy Spirit to teach the lesson? So God, teach the lesson. And I pray for everyone that's here right now, for every spirit and every soul and every body to be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. In His wonderful name, because of His wonderful nature, amen. Praise God. My sheep know my voice. Praise God. Praise God. just hold steady. I feel that there's more. I don't have it, but I can tell the anointing. There are other people that... Jehaziel stood in the midst of the congregation, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Now, whoever is anointed by the Spirit of the Lord right now, of the kings and the priests, this congregation, you speak it forth. Whatever the Spirit through the anointing have you do. Don't be bashful. Please don't be bashful.
Wherever thou art led, follow me.
Thank you, Lord. Where you lead, I'll follow. There's more. Please don't be bashful. And please don't be backward. We're asking you to speak up.
Yea, the children of God, hearken the ear of your spirit unto the voice of the Spirit that shall give thee instruction. Yea, in thy heart and in thy mind thou hast asked, how shall this thing come to pass? Or is it not a mystery? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Yet the Lord honoreth, and the Lord giveth immortality. Yea, the words of God are powerful, and thou shalt believe in thy spirit, and that word shall dwell within your spirit, and that word shall become flesh. Yea, as the Spirit believeth, as the heart believeth, therefore are the things that follow in the subjection of that word. Yea, believe in thy spirit, receive in thy spirit, and thou shalt surely come to pass to walk in the footsteps of those who have been chosen to lead this battle. For the Lord God calleth upon a soldier that shall stand in the midst of the battle and shall overcome with all the armor of God, and God shall sustain him, and he shall rule forever and ever.
Thank you, Lord. Now, our Father, we pray that you'll dismiss us with your blessing as we go our separate ways, Lord, that we'll come back together with love. We thank you for the love that we've already felt, and we pray, Lord, that each person here will be a channel of your love and your blessing. In Jesus' name and nature, amen.
Be sure to send for your free catalog of Bible teaching tapes. Send your name and address with zip code to David Ebal Bible School, 102 Park Terrace, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17111.